I think the way that multiple Indigenous communities were portrayed, both in like diary entry, the written word, and photographically, depict them as being other, right? As like living in these horrid conditions, as having, you know, being dirty, filthy, and doing absolutely nothing with the land. And, you know, terms like savage and primitive being applied to them. So just really making out Native American communities and Indigenous communities as, you know, almost being like a waste, like they're wasting the space. And I think that that was very important to do. That kind of campaign was very important to do because of the outright decimation and slaughter that occurred to so many of those communities, you know, just like forcing people from the land. And if they didn't go quietly, killing them. I mean, there's so many horrific stories. And there's even like, you know, the tall tales of like the savage Indian that was killing people, you know, all these immigrants on the trails. And like, that was the biggest danger and fear. And, you know, that from what I read, that couldn't be further from the truth. Yes, absolutely, there were battles, but the vast majority of people who died on the trail, it was from cholera, malnutrition, river crossings, you know, a lot of drownings at river crossings, or people falling asleep in the middle of the day and falling off the wagons and being run over by animals or the wagon itself. And the very last thing was being killed by somebody else on the trail. And so I think photography worked in that regard too. You know, it was propaganda. It was a way to convince people that this was the right thing to do and what had to be done to really take full advantage of what it was the West had to offer.